Welcome to the Golf Betting Show podcast with me, Steve Bamford from Golf Betting System. It's the Open Championship preview. Absolutely loads to pack in. It's Wednesday morning. I'm going to take you through the latest prices on the big name players. Open Championship St Andrews, 7,300 yards, par 72. Doesn't need any real introduction, the old course. Tends to be the kind of open test that's low scoring. The course itself isn't overly tricky. It certainly lends itself to long, straight bombers who can hit plenty of greens in regulation. Don't forget, seven of the green complexes here are shared. So effectively 14 holes across seven different greens. Scrambling around here is particularly difficult. The greens are huge. Pot bunkers surrounding them are absolutely immense. And of course, the Valley of Sin, the road hole. Scrambling around here is one of them is probably the most difficult on the any of the professional tours, so you need to be hitting greens. Now that said, the weather forecast looks like it's going to have a real hand in the eventual winner of this competition this week, no doubt about that. If we look at Thursday, first round leader bets, anybody interested in that market, get on players that are playing in the first dozen, 14 groups, undoubtedly. Very tranquil at the start of play, 6:30 tomorrow morning, but then whips up to 18 miles an hour by noon. That isn't overly scary for any Lynx golfer of real quality. And then 20 miles an hour by 5 o'clock. That Thursday is undoubtedly going to be the scoring day. Get yourself in position. A decent player, a decent Lynx player, will still be able to get a decent score out there in the afternoon. But the morning starters definitely have an advantage. But Friday is where the fun really starts. 25 miles an hour, even for the early starters at 7 a.m. That stays pretty constant across till noon. And then in the afternoon, an absolute squall of a low depression hits. 35 mile an hour winds, gusting anywhere up to 40, 45 miles an hour are possible. And Saturday itself, 45 mile an hour winds across pretty much the whole of play, from the early starters right the way through to the late starters. Just tends to get a little bit easier towards the end of Saturday afternoon. If the wind really does kick up, and they're saying some gusts up to 78 miles an hour, expect some of the play to actually be, or play to be suspended as part of Saturday's action. You can see a fragmented leaderboard with players that get a nice low score in early across Thursday and the early starters Friday that can keep their scoring at a decent level, rather than the Friday afternoon scorers that players. It looks like it could be absolute carnage out there Friday afternoon. This is all weather dependent, it's all forecast related, but that's the way it sits right here, right now, at just gone 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Let's take you through our predictor model for the week. Paul Williams has had the honour this week. He always plays the Open Championship, a very decent record. Don't forget, golfbettingsystem.co.uk. You can come and play with our free predictor model till your heart's content. Come out with your own findings. But here's the top 10 for you so far. We're looking at Adam Scott at 10, 25-1 with Ladbrokes 6 each way. These are latest prices. Sergio Garcia at 9, 40-1 with Betfred 6 each way. 8, Bubba Watson, 40-1 with Bet365, 8 each way. 7 is Matsuyama, 40-1, Ladbrokes 6 each way. 6, Jason Day, 35-1 with Bet365, 6 each way. Top 5, Dustin Johnson, second favourite, 12-1 with Betway, 6 each way. Snedeker, 50-1 with Paddy Power, 4, 7 each way. Jordan Spieth, the favourite, 8-1 available at Coral right now. 2 is Henrik Stenson, 25-1 with Ladbrokes 6 each way. And number 1 is Matt Kuchar, 55-1 with Bet365, 6 each way. So top 5, Kuchar, Stenson, Spieth, Snedeker, Dustin Johnson. If you're looking for some triple digit players, and this kind of weather and this kind of tournament does suggest that players from pretty much anywhere on the actual betting, in the betting market, can get involved. Triple digits could be a place really to look. Stephen Bowditch, 300-1 with Skybet, 7 each way at 19. At 20, Luke Donald, 100-1 with Ladbrokes, 6 each way. Frankie Molinari, 100-1 with Ladbrokes, 6 each way at 21. And homegrown Mark Warren's at 22, 150-1 with Paddy Power, 7 each way. That's the predictor model. As I say, golfbettingsystem.co.uk, we have a whole suite of Open Championship statistics across everything you want to look at. First round, leader, top 20, top 10, top 5, course form, current form, you name it, it's there. And our predictor model, golfbettingsystem.co.uk. Okay, across to Paul's tips. As ever, his full preview, and it's long and winding and detailed. An absolutely brilliant preview for you, available at Golf Betting System. His tips this week, I'm reading out the prices as they stand this morning. 1.5 points each way, Matt Kuchar, 55-1 with Bet365, 6 each way. If you if you want extended places this week, they are available. 7 places each way available with Paddy Power, Stan James and Sky Bet. Betfair Sports have gone 8 each way. And to be fair, as of this morning, their prices are very, very competitive. So Kuchar, 55-1 with Bet365, 6 places. If you fancy the 8, Betfair 50-1. Next up, 1.5 points each way, Phil Mickelson, 45-1 with William Hill, 6 each way, 40-1 with Betfair, 8 each way. It looks to us, and this is stating the obvious, you've got to be a top quality win player to really survive the golf course this week. The conditions look very, very, very tricky for the middle 36 holes. Scorable on the Thursday, scorable on the Sunday, but you've got to be in position on Sunday to be in with a shout. Front runners are very, very hard to catch at the Open Championship. That is fact. Okay, next up, Martin Kaymer, 40-1. Well back this week, Martin Kaymer, 40-1 with Betfred, 6 each way. If you fancy 8 each way, 33-1 with Betfair Sports. Then the South African that really impressed at Chambers Bay, 1 point each way, Brandon Grace, 50-1 with Ladbrokes, 6 places each way. 45-1 with Betfair, 8 places each way. Brandon Grace has got to have a real live chance. Those last two, both Grace and Kaymer, are obviously course winners in the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship in the past. Finally, what a fantastic tip from Paul last week. 250-1, Rafael Jacquelin. Almost got the job done for him. A fantastic full each way payout on the Frenchman. Paul fancies a little bit of Jacquelin again. He's the kind of player that holds form together. So Rafael Jacquelin, 0.5 point each way. 300-1 with Paddy Power, 7 places each way on Rafael Jacquelin. So just to recap Paul's headline tips. Jacquelin, 300-1, Paddy Power, 7 each way, 0.5 point. A point each for both Brandon Grace at 50-1 with Ladbrokes and Martin Kaymer, 40-1 with Betfred. 1.5 points each way, Phil Mickelson, 45-1 with William Hill, and also Matt Kuchar, 55-1 with Bet365. Okay, let's take you to some alternative or long shots as well. Have to say, this is what I've pulled together. 70-1 with Sky Bet, 7 each way on Bernd Wiesberger, looks very, very interesting. 0.5 point each way on our old mate Paddy Harrington, 150-1 with Sky Bet, 7 each way, makes real sense with the weather forecast. And another guy, very sensible, very experienced, excellent major championship form, an open, a major champion, 0.5 point each way on the Australian Jeff Ogilvy, 175-1 with Paddy Power, 7 each way. It does look, looking at the weather forecast, that first round leader market will be dominated by early starters, but players across the whole of Thursday can shoot a decent score. But there definitely seems to be a big, big advantage to the morning starters on Friday as opposed to the afternoon starters. So a lot of these tips are based on a late, early start. Also, I'm going for, if you're fancying some alternative market bets, top 10 market, Matt Kuchar, 2 points on Matt Kuchar, 5-1 with Paddy Power, seems a fantastic price. The old experienced Bernard Langer, who's got a great record around St Andrews. I fancy a point on Bernard Langer. Top 20, 14-1 with BetVictor. Don't forget, he was top 8 at Augusta last year. And also, first round leader, not a market I tend to get too involved in. But I do like the look of Victor Dubuisson. First round leader, 0.75 points each way, 55-1 with Bet365. He was as big as 66s. Yesterday when we published. So Dubuisson, 55-1, Bet365, first round leader, 0.75 points each way. Thank you for listening to this week's Golf Betting Show podcast. The Open is set to be dramatic and a classic. Goodbye.